Peg that's love sif mem gimel. Kriyat niyashik suva ba'isis. A person gone tearing paper which is written on it letters. Hakorea niyash yesh al gabav oisis. Bakera oiva batecha ois. Haize bichlal melechas moichik va'osam. If a person tears a paper and on this paper is written letters and he's tearing in the middle of the letter, then we learned before already, then we're learning now, you've got a problem from Melechas Moichik, because you're rubbing out the letter. The letter won't be readable anymore. So you are doing Melechas Moichik. If you are, the tear goes in between the letters, it doesn't go in the letter itself, that's already, the post can take on, he says before Ian Lael, you see what we learned before, that the post can crash to take on, that there's no problem in between the letters. The only problem is in the letter. Kilof beitzim shekusuvas agaba otiyot. The person wants to go and peel an egg which is written on it letters or pictures. Mem dalad. Kilof beitzim sheish agaba ot otiyu. Tachli zoy lasse zot ba'ofen shleish bura os vatiyu. The person goes and wants to go and peel up a beitza, egg, which has still got on it pictures or numbers. You're not allowed to do that. You have to be careful. You don't go and peel it in a way that the letters are going to be split into two. But this halacha is with eggs. But normal eggs which are already boiled, you don't have this problem on Shabbos, because normally with the boiling, the letters come off already and you don't have words on it anymore. But if you want to go and open a raw egg, like on Yom Tov, you want to open a raw egg, you could have this problem. One has to be careful not to open it in a way that the letters will get split. Kriyat niyosh agabov tiyu. To go and tear paper which has got a picture. Memhei, akere niyosh yesh agabov tiyuim, vakere oive betuch tiyu, hazeh bichlal, yesh amoichik. Dikashem shasiyah tiyu asu mitamoichik, kumavo lael besifhei, ken kikula tiyu asu mitamoichika. But if a person goes and tears a paper which has got on it a picture, the same thing, the same as the Issa from picture, is to make a picture on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and rub out a picture on Shabbos. So the person goes and tears a paper which has got on it a picture, is going to be over mishmoichik, the same as if a person tears a letter into two. A person tears a letter or a number into two, and he's demolishing the number. Same thing here, you are demolishing the picture. There's going to be over mishmoichik on Shabbos, maybe not the Reisa, you have to know, but the Kopan is over mishmoichik if he goes and tears the picture. Says loves the if memvo. Ofanim shonim shal mechika. Different ways of rubbing out. Melachat moichak nemaret bein kasha moichik as oisius magabe aniyah bein kasha mechasa oisio midyoy chedoyma. There's no difference if a person goes and rubs out with a rubber, or he covers the letters with ink. Covering the letters with ink is also considered you are rubbing out, because you had before letters, now there's no letters anymore. Chayin kasha mashchit et aniyah, ve'et ha'oisiyos ma'agabav kudon shesoref et aniyah, ay oichol oga, sheyesh al-gabav oisiyos. There's no difference if a person would go and burn the paper which has got written on it. He has done an act from rubbing out, because with the burning from the paper, there is no letters anymore, there's no written anymore. Or if a person would eat the cake which has got on it written letters, and it's also a problem. Before we discussed it, in the parrot before, from Kaiser, we discussed what is the halach about if you're allowed to eat the cake. He says at the end, you're allowed to eat the cake because there's other reasons why you're allowed to eat it, because it's secretion. Le'nichele, different reasoning. But you are rubbing out the letters. The same thing is, a person must take a piece of paper and tear it up, or burn it, or eat it, then there's a problem from moichek. In the footnote, he brings down Osameach wants to say maybe that to burn it is not considered demolished, not considered moichak, but the Achreinim don't take on like that. Mem Zayin, Yishon Sigariot B'Yontov. A person wants to go and smoke on Yontov. Yesha Kosvu Shamakilim Na'ashen B'Yontov Tzvichin Limchok Mevoi Jemes Ha'otiyot Ha'ksuvot Ha'gabe Ha'sigariya Al Yedei Sheikhasa Oysam B'Diyo. Some people want to say that if a person wants to smoke on Yom Tov, he's got a problem with the letters which are written on the side of the cigarette. On the side of the cigarette, you have a lot of times letters written that make these letters, if you go and smoke, what's going to happen? You're going to burn them. Some poskim say it's a problem because you are burning the paper. Burning the paper, like we learned before, is a problem from moichet. Some poskim say one has to rub out these letters before Yom Tov if one wants to go and smoke. If a person would not rub out the letters, but the Eved, the Chur is compared, he says that the Chur is compared to eating a cake, which we said you're allowed to do. Why? Because it's sick ratio to learn Nichele. He's not interested now in rubbing out letters. It's also Mekalkel. He's not doing something positive. He's doing something negative. He's getting rid of it. And it's also, they're doing it with a shin. It's not normal weight. The person goes and rubs out. Therefore, with such a case, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to do it. According to the Chazanish, maybe he's not very happy about this dog with Meribah, which Mishnah Berurah brings down. So according to the Chazanish, it may be more difficult to do it. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, but the Evet, the Chora, you're able to do it on Yom Tov without rubbing out before Yom Tov, if you haven't done it yet. Memchet, Avos Kaval Gabi Oisius. Person puts a line on the letters. Near Shamavi Kaval Gabi Oisius, 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 Avani Korot, Embezeis Mechika. If a person goes and wants to rub out and to show everybody, or show himself, that these letters, these words are not good, he goes and puts a line on it. If the line does not demolish the letters and you can still read them, therefore you're not doing Moichak, the Chura. Why? Because you're able still to read it. Moichak means to be able to rub out that you can't read it anymore. Here, you're able to read it. Ach also lafet zolis mishum isa ksiva. Shari gam ksiva kab ba'al ma'asura. But you'll have a problem from Kosev. You won't have a problem from Moichak. The etzem doing a line is a problem. Because you know how to draw a line on Shabbos. That's the problem of being Kosev. The problem wouldn't be Moichak because you're able to read the letter still.